Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, May 13th, 2009. As Pope Benedict XVI arrives in the West Bank, the Israeli army issues demolition orders to Palestinian families in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Thousands of Palestinian Christians and Muslims gathered outside the Church of the Nativity in Manger Square in Bethlehem to welcome His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI on his first visit to Palestine. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and a number of Palestinian Authority officials were present in Bethlehem to welcome the Pope. During the Mass, the Pontiff started his sermon with a special welcome to the Gaza residents who'd been able to come to Bethlehem and offered condolences for those killed in January's Israeli offensive on the coastal strip. He also said he hoped the siege on Gaza would end soon. Only 48 Palestinian Christians from Gaza were granted permits by Israel to come to Bethlehem. More than 200 others were denied permission. In his last stop for the day at Aida refugee camp in Bethlehem, Pope Benedict XVI described the separation wall between Israel and the West Bank as a symbol of stalemate.
Towering over us as we gather here this afternoon is a stark reminder of the stalemate the relation between Israelis and Palestinians seem to have reached the world. In a world where more and more borders are being opened up to trade, to travel, to movement of peoples, to cultural exchanges, it is tragic to see walls still being erected. How we long to see the fruits of the much more difficult task of building peace.
For his part, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reiterated his calls for peace with Israel.
In the presence of your holiness, I turn to our Israeli neighbors with a message of peace, and I call upon them to stop their occupation and settlement activity, and to stop detaining and humiliating us. Their security comes through peace. Their acceptance in the region happens through peace. With peace, development and coexistence will prevail among the nations of this region.
As the Pope visited Bethlehem on Wednesday, the Israeli authorities issued more orders to demolish Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. The orders target 31 apartments providing shelter to more than 300 Palestinians. The office of Hatem Abdul Qader, Jerusalem Affairs Advisor to President Mahmoud Abbas, stated that the Jerusalem municipality decided on Tuesday night to demolish 9 more homes in a Palestinian neighborhood near the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Lisa Smith and Ghassan Banoura.